This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hi. Mike, you are not going to like me.
Why? What did you do now?
No, what I'm about to say.
Is this about your prediction?
No. Not about the Bo Sox.
Because I predict your prediction today because of last night is probably wrong.
It is again correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not been blown out of the water yet.
It's still valid. I want to start the show by saying thank you, Gladys Kravitz.
Sure.
The birthday gift arrived. Wonderful, heartfelt thanks to Gladys Kravitz.
What's the birthday gift?
Wonderful nude photos.
No, it's some sort of coffee mug.
Yeah, it's a vintage Robin to go with the vintage Batman that she got me a couple of years ago. Very nice, very loyal, dedicated listener.
Yes.
Thank you, Gladys.
Well, that's good. I think that's nice. I didn't say anything, Don. Don't say I said anything. I think that's wonderful.
That is very nice.
That's good.
When
did you get it?
Buzz just gave it to me. I believe Buzz picked up the mail at the station today.
I did indeed.
Well, I think it's nice. It's a little red thing.
No. No, Mike, no.
Please?
No.
Please?
No.
Damn it.
You cannot break it.
I really wanted to.
I know.
Just to hurt her. I wanted to hurt her.
But I like it.
From a distance.
Uh-huh.
You obviously do. Then you would have let me break it if you didn't.
Okay, be honest. Gauge the amount of pleasure that you would get from breaking it out of the amount of bad feelings that I think I would get.
It would be about 70-30.
Which way?
70 that the pleasure I would get to the agony he would feel break. He'd be 30%.
I got to tell you something. Rob, because he's a buddy, you wouldn't know this because this is radio, just brought another mug into the studio so that, in essence, you could break it and really not break
mine.
Yeah,
but that's your Elvis meets Nixon mug. That's a great mug.
It is, and I love it, but what I was hoping is that you would hand it to him and he could break it and she could think it got broken.
I know you did.
And then everybody would
have been happy. But you wouldn't want to break
that one. No, but it's what I had handy.
I don't want to fake out everybody on this. Seriously.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, this is serious business.
Very nice, really.
Was the cup dry?
I bet she looked long and hard for that, too. I bet she had to...
It's coming your way, Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, I trust you with it.
Man, did you see the bottom of it?
Oh,
did you
soiled.
See the bottom of it?
Soiled.
It's
this
old.
Might make you feel a little better. No, seriously.
Like from the 60s.
Yeah.
I'm sure she eBayed it.
That can be washed, I'm sure.
You know what?
So do you think it took her a long time
you.
On eBay?
I trust you. I will tell you, I'm sure you could go on eBay and probably find 5 or 6... Very similar to that one right now.
Oh, really?
You probably could.
So it's a pretty common item?
Very possibly, yeah.
It also does mean something on some level to me. But then consider the level of joy that you would get out of hurting her feelings.
This is true.
I leave it up to you, Mike.
It's my decision?
I'm trying to give you my best poker face here.
Uh-huh. You know, and it's not just about you, because you're a friend. I wouldn't want to break something that meant even a little bit to you. The fact is, I know that she worked very hard probably to find it. I mean, she is a thoughtful person.
Oh, indeed. Yes.
She truly is. Oops. I really cut myself.
You're really a dick.
I really cut myself.
You really are a dick. You really broke it.
Dick. Hi, Gladys.
Hello, Gladys. Dick, I just threw the box at you.
Look, does that make you feel better?
Oh, little blood.
Yeah. Ow. I really did smash it good.
Do you want the shard that has his face?
That has Robin's face?
Yeah.
Hi, Gladys. I think a piece of your mug is in my skin.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. That's all that's left.
That's the largest piece that remains.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sure you are.
Are you?
That really exploded, didn't it?
Well, it's not like it's safety glass. They're not made to be broken.
It exploded with goodness and love.
Hi, Gladys. I hope you're listening right now.
That's all that's left right now is that little picture of Robin.
Let's save this. Let's save this. And a personal greeting to me. I'll put it over near the intestine. I'll put it over near the colon.
Hold on,
clean up my gift.
Sharp, be careful.
Nice. Not a fake out, I swear to God.
God, I hope I don't get staphylococcus.
What an ass you are.
Not a fake out.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, fellas.
Well. That's what I call a smashing start to the show.
Good Friday.
A good Friday, everybody. I got shark. Wow.
Yeah, serves you right, Mike.
That
serves
really
you
did.
Right.
Now it. Ow.
Good. God. Serves you right.
I wouldn't brush it off, Mike. I would stand and shake because there's sharks.
All right, let me stand and shake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Shake it one time for me.
Shake it one time for me.
I hope that glass goes into your balls.
Come on.
I hope it works its way through your sensible slacks.
Come on, clot.
All the way to your
balls.
Hey,
I have a question for you about that mug. Would you have ever had any beverage out of that mug ever? Not that it's for that, but would you have ever thought about consuming anything out
actually,
of it?
To be honest, I keep them on my desk at home, and I keep Sharpies in them. Mm-hmm. I got about 4 or 5 of them.
That's all?
That's how much they meant to me, Mike.
Well, now I feel bad about it. I feel awful about it.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Gladys Kravitz and a gift that got broken by me. All right.
You know, the phone thing here is, hey, Joe, do you have Gladys? Hey, Joe?
Of course he does.
Is she on the line?
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Joe Artinger.
He's wearing headphones.
Joe?
Yeah?
Is Gladys on one of these lines?
No, not yet.
Thank you. Because I've got nothing on my screen.
Uh-huh.
And apparently
the gobbler's not on the line yet?
Joe's back there just jamming out to some Stones.
Sure. Just enjoying some good hot rockin' music.
Got his headset on
at the beginning of the show.
That's the best thing we've done to Gladys since we went through a time when every time she sent a card, we wrote on it, return to sender, addressee deceased.
No, you did.
We all did.
You did.
That's right. Oh, I remember, and you never laughed. You said, Rob, don't do that.
Do we have any Band-Aids?
Hey, would you reset the phones?
I will. Please. I will.
Be a love. Let's start the show. Heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
Finger bleeding.
Cup broken.
Does Buzz have a Band-Aid? We have no Band-Aid.
Buzz, do you have any Band-Aids?
I do, in fact.
Oh, you rock, Buzz. Buzz is a pharmacist.
The Redskins Report starts now.
All right, I think, George, that the Skins are going to do good with Sean Barber.
What was that?
That was Wiped Out George Michael.
Oh, that's George when he was on his pain pills.
Yes.
Here's what we were looking for.
Come in.
Oh, yes.
William Castle.
Ah, yes.
The
Halloween
producer
time.
Of this motion picture.
Come in.
Has a question for you.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Do you believe in ghosts? Some people believe in them. Others do not.
Others.
Personally, I do. And I feel sure that when you leave this theater,
sure.
You too will believe in ghosts.
Sada.
When you came in, you were given a special ghost viewer like this.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. Would you please change the color of the screen? Thank you. You must only use it when the screen changes to this kind of a bluish color.
Color.
Then you raise the viewer to your eyes, and you look at the screen through it. If you believe in ghosts, you look through the red part of the viewer.
You believe
if you
in
do not
magic.
Believe in ghosts,
ghosts,
you look through the blue part.
And you will.
Would you please change the color again?
Believe
Thank
in
you.
Magic.
Now, when the screen resumes its normal color,
man, watch your...
Like
compliment
the viewer in front of your eyes until the next time the screen becomes blue. Oh, one more thing. If someone sits down next to you during the picture, it would be helpful if you would show him or her how the viewer should be used.
Okay.
And remember, if you believe in ghosts, look through the red part. If you don't believe in ghosts, look through the blue. Happy haunting. Goodbye for now. Shall we go?
Yes, William Castle.
All right, let's just get a pep talk before we start the show. Right.
There's a better day ahead. Today, your life may look dismal, but tomorrow, life's going to be better. And to the extent that the federal government can help you, we want to do so.
Okay, thank you.
Get back to work, you morons!
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
Oh, hi there.
Yo!
Oh, hi there.
I was alone.
Mommy, boobies.
Those are always good.
Being careful,
It's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Buenos dias.
What glorious cool.
Well, what have we here?
Let's get our Christ on. Yeah, let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Yeah.
Gracias.
And buzz this tune by the Beatles. You know what it's about, right?
Not exactly, no.
What about weed? Is it going to be any weed?
Yes.
That.
Really?
Yeah. Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, how about the phone number, everybody?
Let's pick the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What the bleep happened here?
I know we've had that discussion before.
Yeah, now I remember it. Yes.
That he loved weed so much he wrote a song about it.
They wrote a song about acid, too.
Yeah, but that was like a hidden song.
Well, what have we here?
Stop it. You're talking about the one that had the Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
This is one that's like hidden like as a love song.
Yeah, yeah, you can't even tell it's about weed.
Every single day.
He's saying it's a love song to weed, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Want to get high?
Here's Big Ed, everybody.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, here we are. Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Ooh-wah.
Arg.
Oh, no. How are you doing, Joe? Hi, Joe.
Meryl.
Well, that's all for him.
That's all, folks!
Meryl Howard Kalin.
Here we go. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's Friday. Hi, how are you anyway? Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi. Oops. Hello. Let's try it like that. Hello.
Hello.
Break me off a piece of that tiny feet. Nail it!
Oh, from The Office.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Anyone else like me feel gypped last night about 9:30?
Yes.
You know,
yes,
when it was like, hold on, where's the other part of the show?
Mm-hmm.
And then Stinky Scrubs came on.
Scrubs. Boo.
I like Scrubs.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Buenos dias.
What?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Gracias.
Yeah. Anyways, I was just needed you guys' advice.
Buenos dias.
I'm going to a Halloween party today.
Su día ya viene llegando.
Sí. Anyways,
buenos días.
I'm going to a Halloween party today.
Gracias.
Jesus, and I want to know what props I should take with me.
Get back to work, you morons!
I mean, you want to know what costume to wear?
What props or what one-liners would be good for a Middle Eastern guy dressed up as Jesus?
So you're Middle Eastern and you're going to go as Jesus. That, to me, sounds like maybe Osama bin Laden.
Well, I mean, you could say that, but...
Are you going as Osama bin Laden or are you going as Jesus Christ?
Well, Osama bin Laden have a crown of thorns?
So are you a Middle Eastern individual, an Arab-looking man who's going to be making fun of our Christ?
No, I mean, to be fair...
Why must you mock our Christ?
Will you be going to a party with open-minded people or perhaps with... some fundamentalist Christians who might be offended.
Well, it's going to be a college party, so I'm going to think that they're all pretty open-minded.
College party.
So you're going to be like crazy laid-back Jesus.
Well, you could, yeah, I guess so. I got sandals on.
Or will you be Jesus with an attitude?
Oh, that's what I'm asking you guys for. What should I be?
You mean as far as props?
Finishing touches.
Well, first, my advice to you would be go all the way with it. Get yourself a nice hammer and some nails.
9 inches.
And that's hands and feet.
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's
don't
gone.
Go halfway, especially if you're wearing sandals.
I'm telling you, I've been to a lot of Star Trek conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Go all the way.
Right.
If you're going to be Jesus and have that sort of attitude, just hit some holes in your hand.
Right, exactly. It's called committing.
As Elvis would say, you'll probably get something good for that one, for digging a hole in your foot.
Yeah, no fake blood either.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
You ever see Batman do an Elvis impersonation?
Why don't you turn that radio down?
You ever see Batman do his Elvis impersonation?
Which Batman? TV Batman?
Why are you, you're turning your radio up again.
Turn it down, please. And I don't want to talk about Batman today. Mike has already ruined my birthday.
Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How are you?
I don't believe you. Your tone would indicate something other.
And your eyes betray what you're really feeling.
T-E-A-R-S?
Santa Clown! Otis, I broke the Robin mug. Now you got nothing to poop in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? You heartless bastard.
Sometimes I
someday I'll find some material piece of goods out there that means something to you.
Well, it would have
to
be
your fancy life, and I'll ruin it, Mike.
It would have to be something that it had as
little
value.
I'll ruin it, Mike O'Mara. I'll ruin it because you don't care about material things like I do.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You throw them away. Cars, golf clubs, shoes, fancy haircuts, dyeing your beard.
Yes, I have all my trinkets. My material, my possessions mean nothing to me, and I give them all to the homeless.
And it's the little knickknacks that mean everything to me.
I had no idea.
I've got my Hummels.
I'll have to find you a knickknack over the weekend.
And gosh, I got to go to Hallmark this weekend.
What are those things besides the Hummels, the ones that you get in the jewelry stores?
As you know, they stagger when Hallmark is going to release their special Christmas ornaments.
I remember how much we had to twist your arm to get you to sell your Beanie Babies online. Yeah. That was hard. That was a tough sell.
And the thimbles.
You were first in line on those. Remember, you said this is going to be the wave of the future.
Yeah, no. Now you're just trying to turn it around, Mike.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm
Hello,
trying
Don to and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi there.
All righty, I think instead of getting a scooter, you guys should get a Harley and eat some marvelous popsicles while you ride it.
I do like the Ed McMahon Harley impression. Marvelous. I really do. Harley Davidson.
Marvelous. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. How are you? Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Nice going, Mr. Apple Pie guy.
Oh, you had to bring up the apple pie now.
What is it with you and people's birthdays? Why you always got to ruin them?
Whose birthday is nobody's
next?
Birthday.
It's
not a birthday party present for me.
Not for you. It was a belated birthday gift to me.
Wait, I got something great.
From G. Kratz.
You got something great?
Gladys was on the phone. She's so pissed she won't even come on the air.
Oh, God bless her.
Did he really do that? Tell him I'm pissed.
She won't come on the air? Where's the fun in that? This is the first time I've ever wanted her to come on the air.
I know. She must be dealing with another fatty tumor.
No, I do as well. Did she call on the hotline?
I wasn't going to mention that.
How the hell did she get that?
I don't know. She's a crafty bitch.
That didn't come from me, I swear to God.
Is she single?
How did she get the hotline?
Like I'm going to give it to her?
How do you think she'd get it?
I can only guess that they're handing it out at the front desk in Fairfax.
I can only think that someone in this
camp?
In this office camp of these five fellows has called her. I'm out.
I'm out. Oh, not me.
You never called her?
You ever called her from an inside line?
No. Certainly not from here.
How about you, Joe?
What's up?
That's right.
He's on the phone right now.
He's calling Gladys.
Hi, Joe.
Well, Gladys, I know it takes about a minute 45 to get through the incredible delay. Call back.
Yeah, please call back, Gladys, so
and
I
Rob,
can.
Where is my copy of How Do You Mend a Broken Heart?
Oh, coming up.
Would you get that, please?
Of course.
Oh, I'm really starting to feel guilt now. I really am.
And plus, if we do that, we can start the whole light rock rumor.
Mm-hmm.
That might be fun to do one day.
Light rock.
I know it would be a chore for our affiliate stations, but we certainly could turn the market on its ear at any moment if we just came on. Because the station that we're on, like every CBS station, really is within a pubic hair of being flipped to some other format.
Right.
So it really wouldn't be surprising someday if you come in and you turn the radio on and you would hear, you know, well, Spanish has already been taken.
Right.
But God knows that there's room for soft rock, for light rock, for you had a bad day.
Da-da-da-da-da.
There's not enough of those stations around.
Absolutely. We could get that rumor going hot and heavy.
That's not the Bee Gees.
No.
still the Beatles.
You could play this on a light rock station.
Nah, this would be too rockin', Mike.
Too classic rock?
Too rockin'. Too Wash FM-y.
Too hyper.
It would have to be more low-key than Wash. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, congratulations, Mike.
On what?
You had those three colored boys sing the national anthem last night.
The what?
Those three colored boys sang the national anthem.
Oh, you're not allowed to say that. Leave that to the professionals.
Only we're allowed to say that.
Leave that to the professionals,
sir.
They
didn't sing the anthem. They sang
God Bless America.
Yeah.
Otherwise, a perfect call.
Although you could play that game. You could play that game in the stands last night. We played it. Yes. Hard one. Hard one to find last night.
Boy, I was looking, too. You got me looking
last
night.
Hard to find a brother in the stands last night.
And it was
night.
A closer game. So, I mean, I was into the game, and I was still looking.
But, you know, to be fair, I will put the city of Denver under the very same racial microscope.
Excellent idea.
Come Saturday night.
Very good.
And I'm going to see how many people of color I spot in the crowd at Coors Field.
And I will remember this all the way through the Super Bowl. I will hold on to this all the way through the Super Bowl, and I will be counting. There's the hotline.
Why? Because this is a Green Bay thing, you think?
No, not Green Bay at all. Just, I mean, Super Bowl. I'm going to be curious about the big event, the major event.
Sure.
I want to see what happens with that. Rob is quizzing Gladys
now.
It's
Gladys.
Oh, it sounds wound up.
She was talking again.
Hello, GK.
I'm really upset. How could you break that?
Well, answer the lady, Mike.
Gladys, would you like to know the truth?
Don't lie.
It was another it was another mug that we broke.
Gladys, I swear to God it wasn't.
You're lying. I heard it.
Yeah, he is lying, Gladys.
Gladys, I swear on anyone's life that you would like to think of that Mike brutally, viciously destroyed that gift.
Did he or did he not?
He did.
I did not, Gladys.
So why would you say that? Make me upset.
Oh, because I mean, like to upset you.
Well, it worked.
No, oh, see, now you can have a good weekend with the knowledge that it wasn't really broken.
Yeah, well, nothing is not replaceable, but it's just a thought.
Hold on just a moment. First, I cannot find how do you mend a broken heart on this Bee Gees double CD. And Gladys, let me bring it down to a level that will show you where I'm coming from. I hate to do this, Mike. I hate to play this card with you.
Yeah.
But I have to.
All right.
I swear on Frida's grave.
Oh God!
That Mike broke your gift. I swear.
Wow.
I swear to God, who I, unlike Buzz, do believe in.
Well, if it was an accident,
it was,
why would you let him touch it?
It was an accident.
All right. Well, accidents happen. You had to gloat about it.
Gladys, it was no accident. This was no boating accident.
It wasn't, Gladys. I broke it angrily. But
are you jealous?
Yes. Now you've identified it. That's it. You've identified it, and you know what I'm jealous of, right?
I haven't been able to find you anything. I haven't been able to find something to search high and low for you for.
That's exactly
but if I did,
what.
I would.
But no, now we can. Now you can understand. I appreciate you recognizing
and
that.
What happened to those crocodile tears? This man broke a gift that meant a lot to me, Gladys.
Well. Yeah.
I won't swear on anything about that.
That's what I was going to ask you.
But I will tell you that I really did plan on taking it home. I really didn't think he'd break it.
I just can't believe it.
Well, you know, I ruin things on people's birthdays. I think that's my new reputation.
There's a pattern emerging.
I am incapable of feeling joy for others. And it's a personality trait that I'm not proud of, Gladys. I deplore it in myself. When I wake up tomorrow morning and I look in the mirror, I will feel... That I'm looking, you know what's going to be looking back at me? I'll be honest with you, Gladys, a monster. I'll be looking at a monster in the mirror.
Well, I could say a bunch of things, but I shan't.
As a matter of fact, since you brought her up to quote your late wife, I'll be looking at a soulless monster, which was one of the greatest quotes that she ever gave us. I will be looking in the mirror at a soulless monster when I wake up tomorrow morning.
Well, Gladys, I think what's really important is that, you know,
I feel so bad.
How badly I need you to get on eBay and buy me another one right away.
Well, I'll find it. I can find anything.
Oh, really? You could replace it?
Well, I said nothing isn't. I mean, there's things that are, but
that didn't look like it was irreplaceable. And you know, here's the good part.
But that's hard to find.
Do you know what survived? Do you know what survived the breaking, Gladys?
And it's the thought that counts, Mike. It really is.
You know what survived? You know what survived the breaking, Gladys?
What?
Robin's face.
Oh, well, make a mosaic.
One large piece.
No, it's one it's one piece, and then right next to it, Don wrote F.O. Mike.
That's how much it
meant really, to me. And it's going to stay in the studio now. And I'm not going to break this. I'm going to keep this.
Yeah. Huh.
What?
Well, I'm in.
Can you take a moment?
This is almost completely saved the face of Robin. And it's very, very nice. And
it is like
it
the Shroud of Turin.
Listen, right. It's a perfect little keepsake.
I'm tired of not being involved in this conversation because I'm looking for one goddamn record that we can't seem to find.
The Shard of Robin.
Let me put it back over.
How can you mend a broken heart?
Let me put this little piece with Robin's face on it back in its position of honor in the studio where it will stay, okay?
Well, you know what might
he's patronizing you, Gladys.
A dastardly deed. You know what might happen, Mike, because
what?
Of this dastardly deed.
Oh, you're going to bring up the you did that the other day, Gladys. That was payback.
No, I don't believe.
What? Because she rooted for your team.
She didn't root for my team. She hexed my team.
She picked your
Mike.
Team.
I forgive you.
Thank you, Gladys. I appreciate that.
I really do.
You know I love you.
How's your daughter's fat?
Fatty tumor.
It's her arm. And it's fine.
Her cold, lifeless arm.
You know, as always, here I sit. You know, everybody forgets about the victim.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad that you.
And you're trying to find music, right?
I'm glad that you have forgiven the man that's broken my heart and that you've made peace with
him. I know it. I'm
that's
very
nice.
Sorry for you
that's
too.
That's right. Well, screw off now. That's all I got to say to you.
Exactly.
I think I sat on a piece of the mug.
I will find you another one, Mike. I mean, Don.
Nah, forget it.
Oh!
Forget it.
Now, what did I tell you the other day, Don? Something would happen and you would turn against me.
Yeah, I knew what it would
I
be.
Will
and I magically knew that it would be Mike would destroy that beautiful gift that was something between you and me
that.
And that you would call and that he would patronize you and sweep you off your feet.
Yep.
And within 5 minutes, you would say, gee, Mike, that's okay. All right,
no,
you old
it's not
hag.
Okay, but I can't be angry about it all day. It would ruin. I could let it ruin my whole
man,
day.
Hey, there's no need.
That's
to,
what I'm asking.
There's
for.
No need. There's no need to attack my lady.
That is why I'm asking for it to totally upset and rock your world.
I was. I am. I'm upset.
Confused.
I'm upset that it happened.
Well, if I'd known you were going to be upset.
You liar.
End of sentence. End
you
of
probably
sentence.
Broke it on purpose.
Broken on purpose?
Of course he did. Are you still... Are
broken
you still,
on purpose? You know how clumsy I am.
Are you still harboring that ridiculous idea that somehow Mike accidentally broke it as he threw it with his animal King Kong strength at the wall?
You threw it at the wall?
No. I accidentally it fell out of my hand onto the counter.
Enough to break it into like 8,000 pieces.
And cause me a rather nasty cut on my greeting finger.
What, on your F.U. finger?
Yeah, that's where
ironic, ain't it?
But the important thing to remember, Gladys, is that we have that one piece that still has Robin's face on it right here.
Well, Don can't put that on his desk at his house and put
but
his pencils
in it. But Don can keep it in the studio.
Well.
Just not the same, Gladys.
And it's got
find another one.
Oh, good. Send it right along.
And I will send it registered where only Mike can even sign.
Find me a cardiologist. Broken heart syndrome.
I'm sorry.
I know you are.
Not like what I have. I have Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, you're.
There you go again, laughing at the jolly prince.
Who doesn't care about things.
As he mows down your friends and their feelings. That's all right.
No,
laugh at the happy clown with the guns in his hands. Laugh at him. He's like, you know what he's like? You're like Scarface now. Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
Have you ever seen Scarface, the movie, Gladys?
No, not all of it. But
you should watch the part where Al Pacino comes in.
I know. He
and
says.
That's what Mike did.
You've seen
glass.
The edited part.
I believe it.
Uh-huh.
Because
My name is Antonio Montana. Now the leg, eh?
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, Gladys. Happy weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Safe home.
If only I had your magic touch with the ladies, Mike.
It's just something I can't control.
She loves you.
I know she does.
Remarkable.
I've changed my feelings about her, too.
I could draw a graph of that last phone call and put it in USA Today with all the colors and the people and who they like.
Yep.
And she still thinks you accidentally broke it.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself
right
now.
You are so clumsy.
You are such the golden boy.
I am.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Touched by the hand of God.
Charm life.
Hello.
Hello, guys. Love the show.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just wondering. I'm envisioning little your big race to be these little tricycles, like in Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, you mean the scooter race?
And you got to chug a beer after every
the
round.
The scooter races, which are 90% done.
Wow,
really?
Yeah, okay. 90%. 90% ago.
Well, it's a Mike O'Mara Broken Hearts Club production. So
that's a Mike O'Mara Broken Hearts Club production.
We're counting on you, Mike.
Rob, things going swimmingly, right?
Hello, right. Don and Mike Show. You've already outsourced it.
Yes.
You've totally delegated it to him.
I really didn't even have to. He just assumed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I've worked I just wanted to tell you the truth about yesterday about Gladys' daughter with the fatty tumor.
The fatty tumor.
Yeah, getting it removed. She's actually giving birth.
Oh, is that code for giving birth?
Yes.
From her
that's
arm.
The way they say it in Kansas. If a woman's with child out of wedlock.
Or maybe it's like the olden days. Maybe they were going to go do the old, you know.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Well,
it's just, it takes on a little more sinister quality if they were going to do that. Because she did say we were going to have a fatty tumor removed.
Yeah, now.
Surgically.
Well, Gladys would do that herself.
Oh, that's from her old midwifing days.
Get in the tub,
dear. Get in the tub, dear. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Robbie,
is that what you're looking for, Michael? A fodder?
Is that the second day in a row somebody's made that joke?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you immediately knew if you were going to do that, you would put the gal in the bathtub?
Well, where else would you do it?
Well, I don't know. A living room floor?
That's that deep recess of his brain. That's the really ugly part.
It's not that deep. I just had a vision. I had a vision of Gladys and her fat daughter and a tub with feet. I don't know. I can't explain it.
An old claw tub?
Yeah.
One of the old kinds?
Get in the tub, dear.
An antique bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And then so what, she would assume the position, and it's what, it's Gladys with a big wire hanger?
Oh, I'm sure she has something more appropriate than that, because she's done it before. She probably has some sort of tool that she bought at, like, Lecter's.
Michael's.
Where's your abortion section? Is it near scrapbooking?
The craft place.
Yeah, the craft place.
Okay, now here's what
you know. I'm sure she lives at that store,
Hobby Lobby. Probably. She might work there.
Yep, she's a craft store. I hate the craft store more than any place.
I do too.
I hate them. Hate them. Hate them. Hate them.
There's one thing worse than a craft store.
What?
People that work at a craft store.
I know, they are terrible.
Craft stores are good if you're a Sharpie addict.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Sharpie addict.
If you have one thing, you can go in, you can hit and run, and you don't have to dwell. But if you roll in and you happen to be with your significant other and you roll in there and you have to linger, oh, my God, it's tough.
Scrapbooking?
You know, just fake flowers.
Oh.
Love them. Fake everything. It's just this artificial world of women.
What did I say? Mike O'Mara. See what I meant?
Uh-huh.
Possessions, things.
Meaningless.
Can I tell you something? Every day, I don't mean to boast, in my house every day,
yes.
I put fresh flowers in every room of
in a vase.
In a vase, yep. In every room, just to brighten it up. You, on the other hand.
Absolutely not.
Fake flowers.
Wax fruit.
Hey, I'm lucky if I wipe any hairs off the seat.
True.
You know?
You know, my sister-in-law Judy is really into all that wax fruit stuff.
Oh, that stuff is...
I told you that.
Just not good.
It's like semi-retarded when you walk into her house.
Oh, but not just that, but doesn't she do like all fake food, like fake turkeys and stuff?
Yeah. You go into her house.
I remember.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get fooled if she was having a dinner party or something.
Because it would look so real.
You walk over and go, wow, that looks like the best dip or cracker. That looks like the best piece of cheese.
That's expensive stuff.
That has a chunk cut out of it I've ever seen before.
Oh, it's art.
One step further, didn't you somehow get sucked into going to a convention in Ocean City for that
fake
food?
I did, my friend. Went to a convention where we bought fake cupcakes. We bought fake eggs and bacon. And I found out that there was this whole cottage industry of people who like putting fake food in their house to make it look like a model house.
And the restaurant stuff is very expensive, you know.
Like for your dessert tray.
For a dessert tray. Sure. Very, very, and it, you know, there are various degrees of it, too.
But I've
this
never...
is more of a, like, a craft collector type thing, right?
Well, it's like, I know with my sister-in-law, it's a decorating thing.
Yeah.
I, I never really have gotten it and have never really had the balls to come right out and ask about it because it makes her happy. And to her, it seems normal that when you walk in, it looks like there's a hunk of cheese that's had a wedge cut out of it. And there's two glasses of wine.
It's to give the home that sort of good housekeeping look without the smell.
That's it. And
you can play catch with the turkey.
She got the big fake pies, I think, maybe. And all kinds of stuff.
You could do a whole table setting that's got a roasted turkey on it that's made out of, you know, paper mache for the holidays.
What I remember when we were in New York, when they would bring around the dessert tray, is that desserts were fake. But to make the whipped cream look more appealing, they used Crisco.
Yep.
And I asked once if I could taste it. He said, I wouldn't advise it. That's Crisco.
And in TV commercials for food, they do all sorts of different stuff.
Oh, horrible things. Oh, yeah.
Have really you ever seen one of those things on the Discovery Channel where they show, like with a burger, how many times they have to go back and put toothpicks in it and spray crap on it.
Right, yeah, right. Just to make it look juicy and real.
Yeah. And then when they show it from the rear, they go like, here's the commercial with the hamburger. Here's what you see on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's almost akin to going backstage when you see the other side that's not been treated for TV.
It's a phenomenally expensive process. If you want to see food that is on a TV commercial that doesn't look good, it's usually for like those places down in Ocean City where you see the real food where they don't have the budget to make the things glisten and look just, and it's usually used with all sorts of chemicals.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a show I was watching today on TLC. This channel is great if you just have 15 minutes and you tune into the middle of something that's like, how do they do that?
Yeah. Okay.
And I go, all right, I can spend 15 minutes here. It was about retread tires.
Okay.
Now it seems to me, after watching this, that there would be no way to make money at this because the time that you need to invest in taking a tire that has the tread worn off to buffer off all of that stuff.
And then to melt the new tire onto it.
To put it into a mold for like an hour and a half per tire.
Right.
It seems like you're taking like 5 or 6 hours of actual manpower for one tire.
The only profitability in that is that you get the other tire usually for free. There is no cost involved with the old tire. Old tires are thrown in junkyards.
Understand that. And they said that you sell a retread for like 30 to 50% off.
Right.
Still, even if that, if you're selling a tire, let's say for the retail on a tire is what? For one tire.
Oh, my God. It's vastly different. Anywhere from like $50 up to $500.
Right, well, let's say 100.
One or 200.
Let's say it's 100 bucks for a tire. Sure. So you're selling a retread tire.
I only put 100 miles on each one of my tires.
So you're selling a retread tire for half the price,
right?
But it's taken you 2 days to make one tire.
Yes.
Or to make the amount of tires. I'm sure there must be someone out there that works in this business.
If you do it on a large scale, though, it would probably be very profitable.
Sure. But weren't retreads really the thing to do when there was rubber shortages?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that now it's not probably as practical.
Well, what you're talking about with a tire is you're talking about, you know, the sidewall, which in many cases is absolutely untouched, is undamaged, nothing to it. So you just put the new tread on it.
This was a modern show. It was on the high def channel, and it was guys, current times, just it seemed to be going way back in time.
Yeah.
To do this incredibly tedious process.
I bet there's money in it.
Yeah, I don't hear about it around here because Carrie just got new tires for the truck, and I know if there was a way she could have saved $30, she would have done it.
I mean, you know, it's not common practice because if it was, you wouldn't have people buying new cars, new tires. You'd have them buying retreads all the time.
Like Al Gore does.
And did you used to hear about retreads more than you do now?
Yeah, we can give you, you know, we've got these tires here, or you could buy some retreads. You could actually buy the retreads that are for sale.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, Don, your sister-in-law's got fake turkeys. Does she also have large fake melons?
No, I'll tell you something about Judy. Uh-huh. Those are real.
Yeah, baby.
No wax.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my heroes.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, I remember one time for one of my brothers, it was his birthday, and we took a whole stack of paper plates, right, and turned them upside down and smeared the icing all over it, and then put the candles in, and when he went to cut it, of course, because it was paper plates, he couldn't cut through it. So it was kind of like funny, you know?
Are you talking about using a fake?
He made a fake birthday. I guess it's like fake food in a way, but it's not decorative as much as a horrible, cruel stunt.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, Mike, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yes, go ahead. Fire away, sir.
Yes, buddy.
Hey, what was made for the Yankees but will be worn by the Red Sox this year?
This sounds like a joke to me, Mike. hey, buddy, what was made for the Yankees?
It sounds like potential arrogant Yankee joke, too.
No, no, not at all.
What was made for the Yankees, but will be worn by the Red Sox?
Yep, a real series championship ring, baby.
Well, it's too stupid to even make up.
Yeah.
Huh?
First of all, the premise that it's made for the Yankees is, that's not a boost for the Red Sox at all.
Wow.
Hello, Donna Mike.
And then turn your radio off.
Go listen to yourself now.
Doesn't make sense.
Be proud.
Really, and if you're going to do made for, it's got to be strong enough for a man.
But made for a woman.
That's the slogan.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
And I also like the slogan for Mary Carey videos. Right. And that is, no condoms, all real breasts.
All naked sex.
Mm-hmm. And total porn satisfaction. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Radio thing. Hi.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
Word of the day.
Hey, I think it's time we retread Kelly Ripa.
Might be time to change her tires.
We could dive into those tapes at some point today.
I'd love to hear that.
We only heard a little bit of her.
Shocking.
So, Kathy Lee.
Swimming in Lake Me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
You know me?
Soundboard guy?
Bad soundboard.
Or just a hit and run guy?
That was very strange. There was music behind.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you're talking about the retread tires and all that.
Yeah.
Most of the ones that those are done for is for the trucking industry.
All right, but again, how do you make money on that?
A lot of them, you can, from a lot of the truck tires and that run usually about $500 to $600 a piece, and right. You can buy, you can get the retreads for about three, I think it's about $300.
All right, but
boy,
but,
so it is. I mean, at those prices, that is worth it.
It's a very lucrative market for the trucking industry.
You know, now that I think of it, yeah, I'm sure truckers use retread tires based on the rubber on the road. I think there's right. probably nobody that drives any amount of miles where you haven't seen the exploding tire on an 18-wheeler.
Well, then what is the profit margin? Because it seemed to me in this thing I saw on Discovery or whatever the channel was, that it was incredibly slow and tedious per tire to go through this process. I mean, it's not something that can be done via automation. They were showing it was guys that were putting glue on, and then they're wrapping the new treads around, and then they're putting it in a machine.
And that's not all that's, I mean, it's not all that guaranteed a product
that
either.
That compresses it, right?
Mm-hmm. So, they tend to be a very unreliable. I've had one. I drive a truck for a living. I've had a retread blow out on the back of the truck. And
hurling plastic into the lane of an oncoming car. Just another reason why we should get all of our goods and services delivered by air, rail, and water.
Mike, let me just say, if you're enjoying it, you got it from a truck.
I've heard that slogan before. And I've also said it before, Mike. Did you ever see, was it the CSI where the kid's in the little mini bike and he's driving? Not a mini bike, he's in a go-kart and they're having a race and they had to do a CSI thing where to prove that he was indeed decapitated by the rubber from an exploding tire.
Yeah, right.
Wow. So be careful with that. I bet it was a retread.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to speak to Don and Mike. This is Andy Kaufman.
All right, stay dead. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Didn't sound like Andy.
Hello?
Can I talk to Don?
Yeah, I'm here, Beavis, and so is my best buddy Mike, butthead.
Hello.
It was Jack.
Timely.
Timeless is what I'd like to say, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Timeless? Okay. Yeah,
are you calling for one of the off boys?
Like Jack off.
Yeah, one of the off boys. Timeless.
Incredible. How many years are we, just to be accurate, how many years would we be talking about?
Like 20?
I mean, is it 20 years ago that we had Beavis and Butthead?
Hello, Don at Mike's show.
15.
I exaggerate.
Butthead.
Hi, Don. You said tire retread. That's the BG Products word of the day. This is Pat Goss, and you've won a BG prize pack.
Get out of here.
Tire
retard. If you're going to do Pat Goss, you have to say it like that.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Radio show.
Hey, how's it going today?
Talk show. Chat show. Guy talk. Booze, broads, beer. Boobs.
Excellent.
Yes. Hi. What's up?
Hey, my brother-in-law used to own a company in Florida that made retread tires for the trucking industry. Uh-huh. And what they were showing on that How's It Made show is the process. But he had machines, and the only time guys were actually involved in the process was when they moved them from, like, one of the processing stations to another. So there's very little human interaction.
And lucrative, and pretty lucrative?
Oh, yeah, big money. Because, like the guy was saying before, it was all for the trucking industry, and a brand-new set of 18 wheels on a truck is several thousands of dollars. So
all right. I think we've established it. It's for the trucking industry.
Here's a comforting thought. They also use it not only on trucks and buses, but also airplane tires are frequently retreaded, even today. And a tire can be retreaded up to 10 times.
Really?
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Yes, go Sox.
Thank you. Go Sox. More reason to be really comfortable about flying.
Hi, sure. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mike O'Mara, please?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I sell retread motorcycle tires, and I want to know if Mike was there. Can I speak to him?
Yeah, I'm right here. I said, yes, go ahead, sir. I'd love to buy a set of retread motorcycle tires.
You buy one, I'll give you one for free.
Done.
But you got to do it now.
Call me in the office.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll put you on hold now.
Mike, he hung up.
And I on him, even though I didn't press the button.
He hung up.
He hung up or something.
Hello, Don and Mike show. He come down with something.
Hey, I'm drunk.
Real unexpected. You're drunk?
I'm drunk off my ass.
Wow, it's the middle of the day, practically.
Well, now it's a Friday.
Yeah, well, where are you calling from, my friend?
Reno, Nevada.
Hey, it really is the middle of the day.
Noon 45.
There you go. I love this town. I love everything about it, but that stupid
was there a freaking
fire.
There that we heard?
It, I think was, it was freaking. He
it
said
was freaking.
Uh-huh. He said, I freaking love this town.
Well, I'm watching my P's and Q's.
I know you're watching your P's and Q's. Sound like Joe there for a minute.
What's your beverage of the day?
Oh, dude, everything you got, man.
No, right. really, what are you drinking today?
List them.
No, seriously, it's an Ice House beer, and I just woke up at this beautiful casino called the Grand Sierra, I guess. I don't know. And it's fun. It's fun.
Just beer.
Where are you calling us from? Are you in the hotel?
Are you in your room?
No, I had to leave, man.
Why?
It's 11 o'clock checkout.
Oh. You know, you can tell he's drunk because he answers questions like a drunk does.
Hey, I love you, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
weigh in on the issues of the day. How do you feel about Mike destroying my birthday gift from Gladys?
Mike, you're a dick.
All right, okay, thank you.
How do you feel about fake fruit?
It's okay.
And retread tires.
I think you guys are great. Hey,
how about that?
I'm your biggest fan.
See, that is the tell of the drunk. You ask him a direct question, he gives you a totally different answer.
How about the Bosox?
Got that right, Mike?
Yes, sir. How drunk are you?
Pretty drunk, man.
Strong beer.
All right, my friend, we'll get on a public bus. Take public transportation, please. And
I love you guys.
Because I'm sure you're not just going to get right into your Oldsmobile and drive head-on into
traffic.
Wait,
let me drink my beer and burp.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, that was weak.
Very weak.
Will you be heading to any other casinos?
No. I wasn't lucky last night.
Where are you going next?
Nowhere.
Uh-huh. Staying at home?
I got a great view of this great valley in Reno.
Now, hold on. You're in Reno. Do you live in Reno?
Yeah, of course.
And so you
I was born in Reno.
What did you do? Stay in a hotel last night?
Yeah. And I tried to get some hookers.
Some hookers?
Uh-huh. Well, how do you screw that up? That's Reno. You can get them everywhere.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Really? What'd you do? Call one of the services?
Actually, my friend did. Yeah.
And what happened?
But It didn't work out.
Why is that? Is that because Mr. Somebody something went sleepy by?
Well,
were you serving soft serve last night?
You have a trouble.
Let's
getting...
just say it was soft serve. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you had a problem.
Oh, Mike,
you were so drunk you couldn't get it up last night.
No, it wasn't soft serve that way.
Well, then what was the problem? How come you weren't able to find your companionship?
You know what? I think money comes into play.
It was a financial issue.
Yeah, well, not necessarily, though. It turned out that way. Like,
what, did you meet a hooker and then you didn't think she was a hooker?
You didn't have enough dough? What is it?
Buzz, you can't be impatient with a tree.
You said the F bomb there. You didn't say.
You can't use that word.
Well, I didn't use a word.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did. Use the F word.
Yes.
I really thought he said city.
I thought he said city. Well, that was the end of his visit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He'll be fine.
Aren't Fridays really the best day to come in and do this show? I swear to Christ. America at crisis point right now.
Every Friday.
Hello. And don't forget, it wasn't one of the first calls some third world bomber that wanted to dress like Jesus Christ?
Absolutely.
What the hell's going on
here? We had to say goodbye to him, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers, I'm listening to you for a while, and yesterday I was driving home with my wife, and we saw a red ribbon that said support farting. Now, me personally, I thought that was funny. She thought it was the most repulsive thing in the whole world. So I'm trying to get your opinion. What do you think about it?
Where was this red ribbon?
The red ribbon was on the back of someone's vehicle, and it just said support farting. And I thought it was funny. And it's like, anybody with any intelligence, it's so mature and stupid. I said, yeah, it may be immature, but it's funny.
Can I tell you something? Like, I feel like Forrest Gump. I wish I had thought of that idea.
And I have to jump in with my opposition. I think that's that kind of language doesn't belong on the back of an automobile.
No. All right, guys, have a good weekend.
All right.
Glad he was satisfied.
Bye-bye.
On Crisis Friday.
Do you people out there really have lives that are as pathetic as they appear when we are here taking your telephone calls?
They're calling with their interesting anecdotes.
I mean, I understand there, but for the grace of God go I. Mm-hmm. But really, my God.
I've got a new slogan for us. Don and Mike, the antidote for your anecdote.
And why did you break my gift?
I'm sorry. I didn't know it would put you in a tizzy. I really thought you were signaling me with your eyes that it was A-OK to break it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have broken it.
No, I wasn't.
Very, very sorry. I'll try to replace it this weekend. Hi, Gladys.
Hi, Gladys.
Don't make me get upset, Mike.
I know. Signals.
I don't know what's so funny. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not funny. You should have said what Bill Clinton said to the hecklers. How dare you? Don just wrote me a note. I agree. The supreme.
Come on. I should have business cards printed with this. Yeah. This word gets tossed around so much.
Put that on a bumper
sticker.
I really should
be like Jim Rockford and drive around with that little machine in my car that makes business cards that would just say this.
Now, that would make a nice red ribbon on the back of a car.
I'm going to do a little visual for you right here, but wouldn't this be a fun business card? Like if you're out and about and you actually see somebody and you have your information on the business card with all the numbers and everything.
Yeah.
And then maybe in tiny little letters on the back.
Mm-hmm. On the back
really,
of the card.
Really, really. You know, just say, well, that's great. Well, listen, I'll give you, here's my card. And if you ever need that, and if somebody's being nasty to you, and there it is. And it's all fiction, of course. It's all a fake business card.
Hit that right out to Spencer Gifts.
Oh, that's great for the holiday season.
I like mine better,
mm-hmm.
frankly.
Just like in big letters. So they, once you handed it to them, they'd see it.
Like playing Uno.
So simple, really.
It's like, you lay down that one card that did Uno, it says it all.
Here you go.
It's like the Yahtzee.
Listen, I got to run. Take this. Here's my card. And then just walk out, and it's got it right there in gothic lettering.
Or red, or big red.
Red gothic.
You're right. You could do a combination, a nice font.
It's mm-hmm. called Silly and Braille.
If you were at an upscale event, you could do it like with the ye olde type writing like they do on wedding invitations.
I'll tell you, both ideas are fantastic. That'd be so much fun. What guy, if you found the right website.
Well, listen, you have to find the right guy because
you do.
That would be worthy, seriously, of someone winning a prize.
Right.
If you got video of a guy seriously going in a bar and handing that out like as his business card.
Yeah. Only after some conversation, though.
Only after he decides that it's the impossible quest.
Right.
Or you get shut down.
And you know, you could use the A word, the AH word for guys. You could do that. You know, you could do the A-hole thing.
Perfect.
And it would be like if you're talking to a guy who's really just obnoxious as all hell, he said, "Well, listen, it's been interesting talking with you. Here's my card." And then on the very, you know, he looks at it and then he turns it over and he sees that message.
So you like the turnover. I like the better just.
You like the direct approach. Card. But the direct approach, he would catch you before you left.
Here's my business card. Right. That's why I'd love to see it.
Right.
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
See the reaction.
I would just love to see it. Like on a hidden camera show.
Right.
Like a Tom Bergeron thing.
Tom Bergeron, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a C-word card before I leave your company. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. That's a good idea. Let's put that down in our good idea file.
Let's do it.
Moneymaker.
Because things happen on Fridays on the Don and Mike Show.
Crisis Friday.
Like the entire first break. My God. Who's the producer? That's right. Nobody. That's why we didn't play our commercials on time. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.